We're continuing the Talmud Dvora. We are up to the fifth attribute, L'chzik La'adapo. God does not maintain His anger. The fifth attribute of mercy, Zomida Acheret. This is another, a different type of trait. Shafilu Adam Achzik Pechet. Even though a person continues sinning, he does not do tshuva. Until now we discussed Hashem's hope for tshuva, Hashem's patience for tshuva. Now we're discussing a situation where he's not changing. And Hashem at one point is upset with him, but en HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af. He does not hold on to that anger. V'machzik lo lad, and even though that anger might last for a period, but it's not eternal. Elai vatel ka'aso afilu shelo yeshuv ha'adam. There comes a point where Hashem ceases to be upset with the person, even though he did not do tshuva. Meaning he is continuing in his erroneous path, but Hashem at some point says, okay, I'm not going to continue being upset with him. We find during the period of the Judean king Yeravam, so Yeravam was the king, the people were sinful, and they were still committing idol worship, and yet Hashem gave us back certain territories. And Hashem had compassion over the people of Israel, even though they did not repent. So then why was Hashem compassionate? That's this trait that we're learning about. Hashem does not hold on to His anger. At some point He says, okay. On the contrary, Hashem doesn't hold on to His anger, but He weakens it. Even though a person continues sinning, there comes a point where Hashem says, okay, I'm not going to continue punishing him. But Hashem says, now I'm not going to punish, I'm going to leave it up to them, and I'm waiting for them to repent. That's what the verse says. Hashem doesn't fight forever, Hashem doesn't hold on to things forever. But the fact that Hashem lets go, even though a person keeps sinning, this indicates to us, and he says it in one sentence, but really there's a whole philosophy here, that when Hashem is tough or soft with us, it's for our benefit. So there's a big question. Why does Hashem punish? So Hashem gave us 613 mitzvot, but why punish if we don't perform? So here he's telling us that even when Hashem is tough with us, it's for our benefit. And the proof of it, you can see it articulated by the fact that when we continue our sinful path, Hashem at some point says, I can't keep punishing them. And you'll see this as parents. Sometimes a kid does something and you realize they shouldn't do it, and you tell them and you tell them again, and then you get tough with them, and then at some point you see it's not going to change. And at some point, if you're a parent that really cares for the kid's benefit, you realize you better give up this fight because you're not going to win. And even though you're in the right. So different children have different traits, but some kids are really stubborn. I remember one of our kids would insist on playing with the heater. We had a kerosene heater, and that was the only heater that would heat up the apartment we were in at the time. And it was very dangerous for the kid to touch. So you try every angle you can, and you realize it's dangerous if the kid is going to touch it. And you try this angle and that angle, and everything you try, you see the kid might recoil, he might pull back for a minute, but over the course of time, you're not winning. So what happens? You take the kerosene heater out of the house, and you pay a fortune in electric bills because you're not going to win. At some point, you realize, I'm not going to win. This isn't an option. The child will have to mature, or for the time being, I'm going to have to change. We do hit brick walls when we deal with other people. And the same happens in marriage. You can explain, and you can plead, and you can try, and then at some point, you realize the other person ain't going to change. I can say it over and over again, but I'm not getting anywhere. So now, if everything I've done stemmed from my loving of the other person, so then at some point I say, okay, ad kan, I'm not fighting it anymore. And even though I'm in the right, there was a father who he and his wife agreed to send their child to a certain school. They felt it was best for that child. And the mother kept getting into fights with the principal. And the father would sit and talk to her and tell her, look, you're going to do this. It's going to destroy our kids' education. You can't keep doing this. And whatever he said, whatever he tried, the mother kept getting into fights with the principal. And it started haunting them because, you know, you fight with some principals, then it's between you and the principal. You fight with other principals, they let it out on the kid and they find ways of hurting the kid. So at some point, he realized, we're going to have to choose a different education for the kid. We're going to have to switch schools because if I can't keep the two apart, if I could be right, but if I'm not going to win, then I have to give in. Sometimes, even though you're in the right, you give in because you're not winning. And that's what the Talmud Dvorah is saying, Hashem loves us, and that's why there are times where Hashem deals with us harshly to put us back where we belong. And if we're not going to get the hint, then at some point Hashem says, okay, fine, I'll just wait patiently, but I'm not going to prod you along to the right path. I'm going to pull back. So, lo yechazik ladapo, his anger, he doesn't hold on to his anger forever. So this is an attribute, this is a trait that a person should use in dealing with his friend as well. Even though technically he's in the right, and he could punish, he could hurt, he could rebuke, he could reprimand a friend, a child, and he'll force their hand. They'll listen to him. That doesn't mean he should do it. Sometimes you could come down hard on someone. It could be your chavrusa who overslept. It could be your roommate who lives like a slob. It could be your worker who isn't working up to par. And you'll get what you'll accomplish. You'll get what you wanted. But that doesn't mean you should. And if you reach a point where you get angry, so then one of the traits a person should aspire to is that he should calm down quickly. And a person should learn from Hashem not to hold on to his anger. Even if it's a type of anger where it's permissible, our sages say, when are you allowed to hate someone? To be angry at someone? So the Talmud derives it from a verse. The verse describes, if you see your friend's donkey suffering under a heavy load. No, your enemy's donkey suffering under a heavy load. So it says you got to go help unload the donkey. So the Talmud asks, what's the Torah talking about when the Torah says your enemy's donkey? Who's this person that's your enemy? Who are you allowed to have as an enemy? So the Talmud says it's the following scenario. It's Yom Kippur afternoon. And you see the guy, you walk into a side room off the shul, and you see him with a bag of bamba nibbling away, sipping his coke, and you say, Shmulik, it's Yom Kippur. He looks at you and smiles and says, I won't tell and you won't tell. So now, Vu Yachid, so you know he's purposely desecrating Yom Kippur. You can't take him to court over it. But you know that as a human being, he has decided he's going against the Torah. He knows what's right. He knows what's wrong. He doesn't care. He's taking his own route. So then, now this is specifically, again, we're not talking about a person who doesn't know, a person who wasn't brought up with it. We're talking about a person who he knows what's right and he decided he's going to do what he wants. And then every time he thinks about this, the way this guy is behaving, he hates it. And even so, the Torah says, "Azov ta'azov imo." You should help him. Now, the word "azov" could mean to help. The word "azov" could mean to leave. So our sages said the verse is teaching us two ideas. The verse is saying, "Shvok da yate bilibach," leave the state your heart was in. Your heart is convinced you hate him. How could he be such a human being? Comes the Torah and says, okay, he's wrong. And you're upset at what he's done. But leave that hatred that you have in your heart and go help him. And we're talking about a person who's sinning. You're talking about someone who's going out against his creator. Still says the Torah, go help him with his donkey. Ela mitzvah lekarev oto be'ava. Our mitzvah is to bring him close with love. Ulai yo'il b'derech zo. Maybe that's the way to bring him back. So that's this idea. You get upset. You're legitimate in getting upset. comes the Torah and says, learn from your Creator. When he's upset, he doesn't hold on to it. He lets go and he comes forward with love. And you have people who haven't spoken to their parents in years. And they'll tell you why their parents are wrong. Okay. The people who haven't spoken to siblings in years, they'll tell you why their siblings are wrong. Okay. No one's saying that you're not in the right. We had a student here once who's a sibling borrowed a lot of money, never paid it back, and kept making jokes about how they're not paying it back. So then the student asked, well, how am I supposed to treat him? So I said, at the end of the day, he's your brother. Try to get your money back. Try to figure out a payment plan. Try to work something out. We worked out a whole system how to get it back. If you're interested, one day I'll tell you. But at the end of the day, he is your father. He is your brother. And even if they're wrong, we're talking about scenarios where they're wrong. We learn from our Creator. There comes a point where we let go, where we say, okay, they're wrong, but I don't hold on to my anger, my enmity. And even though I'm in the right, again, we're talking about a situation where the other side's wronged me, and I have a right to be upset at them. Okay, comes the Torah and says, okay, but I want you to step forward. Not easy. Not easy, but okay. Thank you.